Welcome back to the Lash Base podcast. Today's episode is a new thing that me and my brother are trying. We've been having conversations for a long time now about business in the office, or like now when I'm in America and he's currently in the UK. And we thought that sometimes there is so much value that could probably be taken from what we're talking about that we thought we should test doing a podcast together and just having a conversation. So this episode is going to be more of a brief conversation and an intro into my brother and into me, what we do in the company and how Lash Base is running now and running or going to be running in the future. So we are very interested in your feedback. If you like this sort of thing, we will definitely plan more episodes like this in which we may talk more specifically about certain aspects of the business that we hope you could take into your business. However, for this episode, it's more of a, I'd say, a pilot episode. We would love your feedback. So if you are listening at the end of this episode, feel free to send us a DM on Instagram or any way you want to get in touch with us. We would love some feedback on this. So I think that's about it for introductions. Many of you listening to this probably, not meaning to sound big-headed, probably are aware of the role that I play at Lashbase. However, to many people, the other person here, my brother Dan, is pretty new to all of this, not new to the company. So, Dan, do you just want to introduce yourself and what you do at Lashbase, first of all?
Yeah, sure. I'm the CEO here at Lashbase. I took over from our mum as CEO around about 2 years ago now. And my main job in the business, my main role is going from department to department, just making sure things are all right. It's pretty much just firefighting all day, all week, constantly. So I'll go through, normally speaking, I won't even get to my desk until around about midday. Come in first thing in the morning, I'll be going into the stock team, the office, working out any problems they've got, making sure everyone's okay, getting everyone sort of kind of motivated back up to it, and then also setting out the projections for the company for the year to make sure we know where we're heading. I'm a stickler for targets and deadlines, and pressure Jamie many times about the deadline and making sure we have full plans. But yeah, that's pretty much me and what I do. And I've been here about 5 years, 6 years maybe. I'm not
It's
exactly sure.
crazy,
Yeah.
crazy how fast it goes. I think, in short, what you're saying is you've got the rubbish job, the terrible job, and I have the good job. So I get to be the face of Lash Base and do all the fun jobs. And Dan has to make sure that everything else is swept up behind the mess that I make. Is that about
Yeah, you make the fires and I put them out. That's about right.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I appreciate as well that you've come on. I've been begging Dan for a while to put his face out there and get out there. Like as if you follow me on Instagram, anybody will know that I always encourage everybody to put themselves out there. Like put your face so people know who you are. People can then trust you. It makes life a lot easier for your business. So I've been pressuring Dan for a long time. He's not someone for being on camera. However, I appreciate that we get to have a conversation now. So I think what I'll do just to get us started is give a brief history of Lashbase, just so people can understand why are there two guys running the UK's biggest professional lash brand, as well as a fast-growing company in the US as well. And the short answer of this is a family business. It was our mum that started the business. I don't know, 15 years ago now, I think it was, as a lash artist. Once me, Dan, and my brother Dave had left the house, she wanted something to do to keep herself busy, to ha have a purpose again, because she was a stay-at-home mum. She raised all of us amazingly, don't you think, Dan?
Yeah, me the best. Obviously, she got me the best.
Yeah, so then. She started doing lashes, and she found that that was where her passion lied, or laid, lied, laid. Anyway, it's where her passion was. And she, fast forward a little bit, things started progressing, and it got to a point in which she sourced her own products. And then when this part-time side hustle became a bit serious, like a real business, that is when she needed to hire staff, and she decided that instead of giving money away to people she doesn't know. She would rather get people in that she trusts, and that was then her sons. So that's how we ended up in the business. I would
Bearing
say.
in mind, she didn't start this until she was in her 40s, did she?
No.
So it's not like she was fresh out of college or anything like this. She fully started this later down her life, to the point where she managed to get it all the way back from the age of 40 going on.
Yeah, and I just can't believe how it was never even a plan for it to become a big business. It wasn't, she wasn't like, right, I've got an idea and I'm gonna make loads of money and make this monster business. It was just a simple case of following her passion, doing what she loved, and finding joy in making other people feel good. And it escalated from there, which I think is probably one of the reasons why it did go so well, because she truly wasn't chasing the success. She was
Never.
just doing what she loved. And something that I say all the time, people, the way we run Lash Base is we do the right thing for the right reasons. And that comes from how mum is and how she was back then as well, all the way up till what, 14, 15 years later now. So I think just for I'll tell mine probably afterwards, Dan, but I would say to you, could you explain like your employment history and how it started with Lash Base? When did you come into the family business to be one of us?
I'll start from the beginning, just a little bit of a brief background about me on that side of things. Growing up, I always wanted my goal for life was always to have my own business. As I got a little bit older, it grew into not just only having my business, but I wanted to understand the full process of being able to grow your own business to make it sustainable, so I could basically just multiply that model, so I would end up with multiple businesses. I could just keep starting and moving on, start and move on. So that was always my dream. So when I left school, the first thing that I thought, and I've got to be honest, this was advice from other people, is to get a solid job under you first that you can always fall back on, because then you can risk whatever you want and you've got the fallback plan. So for me, that was an electrician. I went and got a trade, went to college, got my apprenticeship, fully qualified electrician, did that for a couple of years. But within a year, 2 years of being qualified, I started working my way up through that company, because that was my main aim. I didn't want to be on the tools. I wanted to learn the business. So I then make it into the office, and I grew up in that company. I got to the point of being general manager. So that was within 3, 4 years, I've become general manager. And at one point, I was in charge of the most was 135 people, is what I was managing. I was second in line in the business, and that's what I was controlling. So I almost felt like I'd learned as much as I possibly could at that point. So that's when I went out on my own. So I went and started my own business, which was a sales business. I started it at home in the house. But all the time this was going on, obviously I had mum and dad's contacting me and saying, "Come work for Lash Base, come work for Lash Base." But I always had it in my head. I think it was a bit of pride that was there, that I didn't want to just accept a job from my mum and dad. Like, if there wasn't a job there, don't give me a job. If there's a job available, I'll come and apply for it, I'll work for it, and I'll come get it. It was that theory. So I avoided it for so long. Once I sort of felt comfortable that I'd got to the top of one business, I was running my own business for I was in mid second year. I was very comfortable with that. I then got approached again by, it was actually Dave, our other brother. Dave one day just turned up to my house, knocking on the door, and I thought, yeah, cool, obviously we come visit each other all the time, so it wasn't a problem. He steps in and says, "I want you to come work for Lash Base," because he was there at the time with you were both there, both Dave and Jamie were there. So he walks in and says, like, "You've got to do this. You really need to come on board." And I said, I'm not just going to come and take someone else's job. If there's a new job there, I'll come get it. And he said, "Well, we got a couple of projects that we've been thinking about for a while, so this might be your time." And one of them was Lash Base US, which obviously we know how that's gone. And the second one was our very own industrial park, we wanted to build, but the park. Do you remember? So what it was is I thought, right, okay, if I can take on those two projects, I'll do it. They're like, that sounds amazing. I can take on US, I can get that fully set up, and I can almost, it feels like starting my own business, which was amazing. Obviously with prior funding. The other one was Butler Park. We'd already, or I said you at the time, had already bought a plot of land, haven't you? Was it Waterlooville area, something like that? Already bought a plot of land. So I took the job. That convinced me. I was like, look, we didn't discuss anything else. I just said, yeah, I'll take it because that's a new role. That's a new job. It's something you've been talking about for a year, 2 years, and no one had the time to do it. So I thought, perfect, I'll jump in. And that was 2018, I think it was, towards the end of 2018. Turns out once I'd spent the first year working on Butler Park, as we wanted to call it, it didn't work. The finances to be able to do it was just a little bit too much for us at the time.
I remember, well, the thing is, I remember it was a case of we could, like, financially, the resources, we could do it. Just so for people listening, we bought a plot of land, and we wanted to build a business park that would house Lash Base, but then there would be, I can't remember if it was 10 or 20 other business units that we would rent
21,
out,
21
20,
units.
21. And after working out all the maths on it, I think total cost was going to be something like 10 million, but then the value of it would have been 8 million. So it was like, it would have been great as a like a pension, something we were going to keep for years and years and years, but you wouldn't see any money from it. There would be so much unknown going on that we were just like, look, this is not what we want. When we are just about to, and as we did, invested 1 to 2 million into Lash Base US as well.
Yeah, because it was a case of right at that moment, like you say, it was about 10 or 12 million that we would have had to have committed right to build this. Then, yeah, the value is around about 8 million, but the point was obviously we'd earn it back over a matter of years. We'd worked out a plan, and the plan that we'd gone through, and I remember sitting down with the family, you, Dave, mum, dad, we sat down for hours, all night, one night in the office to go through this final plan. And in hindsight, the fact that we said no at that moment and we scrapped it was so lucky, because it relied on things needing to be built within 2 to 3 years, I think it was. But then COVID hit straight after this. So it would have shut down everything. And we always look back that if we'd done that, we may not be here right now.
I would say
Like
we
the
definitely
business.
wouldn't. If we'd
No.
have moved forward with that, Lash Base would not exist.
I don't think so.
How
No.
crazy is that to
And that's
think?
a full turning point. And that's one of those moments that you realize that we made the right decision, but we're lucky with that. Then I moved on to Lash Base Inc. I was already working on that in the background, because it is not just a simple case of, right, we want to start a business and then you open up tomorrow. It's so difficult working with the US, but from the UK. I remember, again, I don't know if you remember, but there was one time that I had to sign a document, but I did not have time to go to US. So the only option was, because I didn't have more than 2 days spare, I flew to US one morning. I took the morning flight, got out to Georgia in US. I went straight from the airport to the bank. I signed the documents, I opened our bank, and I flew home that night and got back the following morning. So I just managed to do it all in time. So within 24 hours, I'd been to US, signed documents, had a meeting, and come home. That was one of those moments where, you know, like, this has to happen. We're putting so much into this, not just money, we're putting everything into this for it to happen. And so obviously 6 years down the line, again, because of COVID, it delayed us 2 to 3 years. I ended up getting US set up, the actual company incorporated, in 2019, July 2019. We didn't launch until January 22. So we've been running for 2 years now. Yeah, and that's where we are. Yeah, so that's the intro into me, who I am and what I've done in my history, and where I'm going. And yeah, how about you? What about your side?
Yeah, well, I won't go into detail onto my story because I think most people are aware. It's a simple case as I was because I've been obviously working and running Lash Base for 10 years
Long
now
time,
or however
yeah.
long it is. So I've obviously completely changed as a person and who I was. Like I know it doesn't work like this, but I was almost like a child before Lash Base. Now I'm an adult doing a real job, if you know what I mean. Which is questionable at times if you want to call what I do as a
Well, I didn't before I joined Lash Base, I remember me and you we'd still go to the pub, we'd still have a drink together, but I'd always laugh and say, like, you're just messing around on camera. Like, you don't know what you're doing. You can't run a business with social media. Like, yeah, you know how to do social media, but you don't know how to do business. Like, and I always used to, I never understood it because I'm not one for social media. I never understood it, but I like to think I do now. Prove me wrong.
I think but for me it was a simple case of I was an estate agent, or if you're listening in America, a realtor. That's what they're called, aren't they? A real
Realtor.
estate. And mum just said to me, Jamie, can you help me with my Facebook page? And that was as simple as it was. So I said, yeah, of course I can, because I was in a job that I knew really didn't, I wasn't really going anywhere with it. I was committed to it, but I wasn't really going anywhere. Like they gave you a really nice car, but they didn't pay you any money.
I
So
remember the car as well.
I could
It was a
look
nice
like
car.
I was the part, but I definitely wasn't the part. I took that opportunity, and I think it was strange how that whole coming to Lash Base coincided with me becoming an adult, being serious about what I did. And I know, like, we laugh and joke all the time, but like I do, I have a very serious job. I just am, and that happens to be I am the face of the company, which involves being able to do what people perceive as the fun stuff. Because don't get me wrong, people see what I do or see the outcome of what I do and think, oh, he's lucky, he's got it easy. But like, you don't understand, like, to get to the point and where I am, or what I do is actually you have to know what you're doing, and you have to put in the time and the effort consistently. Whilst one of the and I know we've talked about this quite a lot, because even I struggle with this myself. The main thing is, and one of the toughest things is, you have to be able to not care what people think of you. You have to be able to have a gut feeling and commit to it. You have to be able to be self-aware and empathetic towards how other people are as well. So that psychology behind all of it, there's so much that goes into all of it. You have to be okay. You can't fear failure. You have to just go for it. And luckily, I found out, because I didn't know this about myself when I joined Lash Base. But I found that out about myself, that they are like key attributes that I have, which is why it makes me, without talking about myself too positively, it makes me so successful at the job that I do. I pretend to be an idiot, and I know I play the fool quite a lot of the time. However, it's probably the first time I'm openly saying it to people listening. But like, I'm not an idiot. I know what I'm doing. I understand marketing, and so that's why. And I love it. Like, I love it. It is a job, but I don't feel like it's a job. Much like with you, I know, understand Dan is so like data driven. So how can we optimize getting orders out? Like, I remember, like, when you first came on to Lash Base, we probably had like a similar number of staff, but we could somehow only do half the amount of orders. Whereas since you've been in, we got the same amount of staff, but because of the way that all the processes have been improved, we've now got the warehouse a lot of the time, just thinking, oh, well, this is an easy day, isn't it? So it's crazy the differences in the jobs that we do, but like the joy that we find in the jobs we do. And I think what's important, and we're lucky that we've both got that in the same company, because many people will force themselves to do things that they don't really like.
Yeah.
Is because we like what we do, that helps and makes it so much easier at being better at it. So
We're lucky in those terms, like you say, that your passion is different to my passion, but also Dave's there, that like our other brother, which is Jamie's twin, for
who
the people that don't know,
you'll never see
which
on
you'll never see on
camera.
camera, because he's avoiding it way more than I was, and I've only just been convinced to do so. But his passion is more, he does a lot of the book work, a lot of the accounting, so he's taken over from that, which is possibly the more important job out of all of them, in terms of
I
that's what
couldn't think of anything worse than having to do the
like,
bookwork,
don't get me wrong, I'm partly there because I love the numbers behind things, but I'm more of a data rather than just the outright numbers, whereas Dave focuses on that. So it's weird that you have three people with three different passions that all take over from one side. So it works really well, yeah. And as much as it pains me to say, yeah, you are clever with your marketing. It
Why
does
does it pain
amaze
you?
me
Why
so
does it
many
pain
times.
you?
Because you don't let me forget it if I praise you.
Yeah,
I'm not one for compliments, and if I ever do for you, I'll hear about it for a long time, definitely.
well, luckily, this podcast is now being recorded and will be around forever and ever. So,
Yeah, 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 yeah.
anyway, so one of the things that I thought would be cool to talk about is how us being a family, like, affect, how does that affect business, and how does business affect the family?
Yeah, it does. It's like, don't get me wrong, we're a close family, in terms of how we all get on and how much we see each other before and socially and things like this. But the truth is, it has a huge impact on us in terms of like the Butler family, the core. We're talking about the Lashbase family, because in theory, it's now in February, and we haven't seen each other this year. I haven't seen Mum this year, because
So
I went
weird,
to
isn't it?
America. I come home. You went straight out. The day that I left the house, you arrived at the house in the afternoon. We were a couple of hours apart. When I got back, Mum had just left on holiday that time, so I still haven't seen Mum this year. I haven't seen you this year. I won't see you for a couple of weeks. I've seen Dave for 2 days, but he's off. He's going to be gone soon.
Yeah, and I
So.
won't have seen Dave for 6 weeks. I won't have seen Mum for 5 weeks. And obviously, I haven't seen you this year, which is already 5 or 6 weeks or whatever it is. And
Yeah.
I just think we work in the same company and the same hours, yet we actually spend less time together now because obviously we've got a business here in the US and the business in the UK. And I think, yeah, that's a good,
US
I think
is
that's a good thing though.
it can be. It definitely can be. US has definitely impacted that. Before US, we would obviously always be in the same building together. When every discount weekend, I remember, we always talk about we're not ones to celebrate, because by the time you hit a goal, you already know you're going to hit it. So we've always set the next. So we're always moving on. However, we made sure it was tradition after every single discount weekend. So it would be Sunday afternoon, once we'd finished working, got all the orders out, we would always make sure we meet up, we have a drink at the pub, just a cheers, we'd have a talk, we'd have a run through of the day. And then we go our separate ways. But because of US, we
We
don't
don't do
do that
that.
anymore. That hasn't
No.
happened. I don't know. I don't even remember if that happened last year. It doesn't. So it definitely takes its toll on close family in those terms. But like you know, as well, it has effect on your own family. We all have our own families now.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing that, like, although we've got, and I've been sharing more about it on my Instagram or TikTok as well, actually, this year, because I thought I probably should share more of it. Like, I do share a lot of all the fun stuff, as you know. However, it's not actually as easy as it looks. I'm out here in America now. I've got a wife and kids who, although can come out on occasions, that one of my kids is at school, so you're limited in who can come and go then. Obviously, you got to think about costs and stuff like that too, if you're going to be bringing your family out every single time. And the fact is, even if your family do come out, when you're coming out into America, it's work, 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 isn't it? It's, although it looks like, I don't know if you can kind of see, but it looks like you're just here in all this really nice weather.
Loving life,
But
yeah.
but it's obviously very serious work, and I think yeah, that definitely has an impact. How do you think, or what do you think the impact has been on the business? Because, for example, before Lashbase US, me and you would be sat, obviously I can see you're sat in the office, and I know my seat is just to your right.
That's not, yeah.
So normally we can just talk nonstop, which is what has prompted us doing this podcast, is because we can now have we have these conversations instead of being sat next to each other. We're now doing this over
It's
Zoom. But
an
how do you
excuse
think
for
it's
people.
impacted Lashbase as a business? The fact that I would say, and I don't think anyone would mind me saying, me and you are the key decision makers and strategy builders of the business. So the fact that we haven't seen each other this year, how do you think that's affecting business at Lashbase?
Yeah, it definitely does have an impact on the business. There's no doubt. I'm not saying things are not going well. Things are going amazing. They always are. But in truth, you've got with when we're together, the main thing is if I have an idea, if I want to run with something, I think it's amazing, it's brilliant, and I go to Jamie, what's your job in that discussion if I'm so positive about something?
Yeah, it sounds really funny to say, but this actually does work, and I would encourage anyone, the first anybody listening should do this if they can find somebody that will have a conversation about work with them. And the main thing is, what I'm about to tell you cannot be personal. Like, it has to
Oh,
be
100%.
100%. It can be a subjective opinion. You can talk about opinions, but at the same time, nothing is like, it's not you're wrong and it's a personal thing. If Dan says has an idea, it's my job to tell him why it won't work. Likewise, if I have an idea, it's Dan's job to tell me why that won't work. Or if Dan says something won't work, it's my job to say why it will, and vice versa. And we'll sit and we'll talk for hours, as we do, about various things. And a lot of the stuff that everybody knows and sees that Lashbase do, or the products that we have, or just absolutely anything to do with the business, has gone through the process of me and Dan having a conversation, and with each, it's like a debate, isn't it? Talking about,
Yeah, that's exactly what I'd call it, it's a debate.
it's a debate, but it's not personal in any way, and we just come to an agreement of which is the best way to go. Because no, and nobody cares. It's not like, oh yes, I told you I was right. It's not that. It's sometimes it'll be a mixture of whatever we both talk about. We end up with a third completely different direction to go with something. But most of the time, it's always a fun conversation to talk about why something won't work and why something will work, completely, like, just openly.
So it has. It's got to the point now that if I know something good, then obviously I'll go to Jamie. Or if I'm not keen on something, then Jamie will tell me the other way. However, like I said, when we're not together in the same building, that side of things and that is how we run things becomes increasingly difficult, purely for the fact that when you're messaging each other. You know how things change when you message. It's impossible to really get your point of view across and really get your ideas across and explain how you feel and how passionate you can be about something. You can't do that by message. And then because of the time difference, we're not really in a position to make too many calls because, again, I'm here at work right now, for example, in the UK. Today's been one of those really busy days where I've just been up and down the stairs in different departments. I've not had a chance to stop. So now's the only time for a call, but then it gets to the evening. I need to get back to the family. So in the end, we'll run with one person's decisions. And then you start finding like a few things you go, oh, we didn't pick up on that. But it's because I was lost in how good the idea was. I didn't have someone going, but why won't it work? Why won't it work? What's going to fail? Why won't it? Like, so that has an impact because again, like you said, me and you are the main decision makers and we rely on each other's opinion. It's quite hard for me to now just run ahead and make my own decision when no one wants to challenge. So as much as everyone here is amazing, no one will necessarily fully challenge. If I say I've got an amazing idea, let's go ahead with it. There isn't someone that will. Again, in a non-personal way, that's the important thing. Don't take it personally. Don't get upset. Don't get offended because me and you can get into a quite heated debate, but you know it's not personal. I can't have that with someone at work because it doesn't, they won't challenge the same way and they're more inclined to just sort of agree and go ahead. So
But then that
that
also
part.
comes from the fact that it's not their business
Yes.
at the same time.
100%.
So yeah, I think what we'll do, Dan, is I'll wrap this up now because of our time running out a little bit. And
Yeah.
for anybody that's listened, if you've made it this far, really, really appreciate it. I know we've been rambling on a little bit about our stories and stuff. We want to create more episodes like this where we could talk about some specifics, some decisions that we've made at Lashbase that can actually help you in your business. That if you listen to us, you might pick out little things and think, I'm going to implement that into my business. So if that's the sort of thing you want to hear, you like two things: send us DMs or whatever, or feel free to email us, however you want to get in touch with us. Just let us know. We actually desperately do want your feedback, positive or negative. Again, like we've just been talking about there, none of this will be personal to us. What we want to do is to be able to create something that can provide value to others and gives Dan and I an outlet to be able to share some of the things that we that go on behind the scenes at Lashbase. So that's basically what I wanted to say, and I hope you've enjoyed the episode if you are listening, and if you've watched, I hope you've enjoyed watching it because we have recorded this. If you're only listening, we have recorded it too. Dan, thanks for coming on. I hope you've enjoyed it. I think you've done pretty well for a first time on a podcast.
Yeah, for the first time on it, I've been really, obviously, I've been talking to you about it. I have been really like, a bit nervous about it. I'm uncomfortable on camera. I don't normally do this sort of thing. So yeah, but I've enjoyed it. It seems that I think it's gone well. It's been good for me. Yeah.
We'll just see if people listen.
See if anyone's interested in listening. So, yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much, everybody, for listening.